I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China has committed genocide against the Uyghur Muslim population, so says U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Millions of Uyghurs have been sent to forced labor camps where they've faced indoctrination and even sterilization. So why should Christians worry about these abuses? Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says, because these people bear God's image and they deserve to be treated with dignity.
To have things happen as they allegedly are, and many believe, and there seems to be concrete evidence that it is, you know, that goes against the very nature of a God of love and grace and mercy. Religious freedom is something that everyone deserves, and we ought to believe as Christians that the truth will rise to the top when that freedom is available for us to have open dialogue.
And advances in technology and a global pandemic have combined to make streaming services more popular than ever. Sat7 has created Christian TV programs for the Middle East and North Africa for years, and now their content will be available on a new streaming platform, Sat7 Plus. Joe Willey says the ministry believes a streaming platform is an important way to connect with viewers now and in the future. Sat7 Plus content will be available to stream on a variety of bandwidths, including audio only for the slowest speeds. Another important feature is security protection, which will make it safe for viewers in sensitive areas. As they launch this new service, Willey asks for prayer.
Pray that the users of Sat7 Plus would adopt this technology very quickly. We already know that streaming services are being used, so we want them to embrace Sat7 Plus.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.